T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And show him at all in the first season.
They didn't get access. Use your head. They didn't get access. Of course you'd want to follow Lewis Hamilton. They didn't follow Mercedes and Ferrari because those are the top two. And they said, get the hell out of here. We don't want you knowing our trade secrets. Then the show blew up and they both realized, all right, this is going to be good for the brand. So they're letting him in a little bit. But you notice you don't get nearly as much access to Mercedes or Ferrari as you do Red Bull, Renault, and Haas, teams like that. Steven, look at my F1 knowledge. Right.
Look at you, Joe, dropping like it's hot. The text line, Steven, said that you had your car racing gloves on, so you just couldn't press hello on the phone. So that's why you wouldn't get to stop to
get Steven. I'm looking at the text line. Right. I'm looking at the text line right now. There's nothing saying that.
You had also, your racing gloves on, and you wouldn't get the phone. It's okay.
I had an Uber driver the other day who was just all about, this was actually a couple months ago. I don't know why I'm saying the other day. Not only did he have, I was taking an Uber to meet everybody else at dinner. I think it was when either the in-laws were in town or my parents were in town. They were already at dinner and everyone could fit in the car except one person. And so guess who that person is. So I'll take the Uber over, and then they make me get in the trunk of the car on the way home. Not an actual trunk of a car, but like the far back. So I had to lay down like a dog, like a common canine.
Whoa. Back. So the sports, the utility truck on the way home, and you have to get in the back. So
yeah,
no seat.
We came out of the restaurant. This is a few months ago. We came out of the restaurant. Shout out State Bird Provisions. You know I love you. I can't wait till you open again. So we took my parents there, and it was my parents, the two kids, Nikki and I. And on the way over, they all took the car and parked in a garage. Your boy went a little bit earlier because if you don't have a reservation, you can do a walk-in there. So I got there early to get a place in line for the walk-in. So I took an Uber over. So I'm there on the way home. We come out of the restaurant. I'm like, oh, man, what a great meal. I'm full. Yeah. All right, I'm going to grab the Uber. I'll see everyone at home. And they're just like, no, we'll just all go home together. I was like, well, there's not enough room. Like, no, you just go in the trunk. And I'm like, that's not going to work. So it's not like a trunk, like you're getting thrown in, like you're being kidnapped.
Right,
it's an SUV trunk. Right. That trunk back there's a mess. It's got all the dog hair. That's where the dog always rides. So I'm laying down because, I can't have my head up because,
Did you bark?
If a police officer sees it, I probably did. The kids were wondering what the hell I was doing back there, so I probably started barking. And then you're going over bumps. You know the city streets, San Francisco, aren't exactly paved. So your boy came home just all types of banged up physically. All types. That's
Joey
life.
Joey pay stubs, and they got you in the back, man.
Yeah, Joey, pick up the check and get in the trunk.
It's exactly right.
Yeah. Man. I don't even know how this started. Oh, yeah, but the Uber guy, he's wearing racing gloves. And he's one of these guys, he drives a stick, so he's got the racing gloves, and he's revving everything. He puts the car in park every time we get to the intersection. It's like everything was a whole process. He was very much into everything, but at no point are we actually going anything faster than 15 mile an hour because it's traffic. And I'm watching this. I was fascinated by it. It was actually, it was a ride in a show. I got a little bit of a show with my ride, and I was okay with it. He's a pretty good driver. But
Can
the gloves, it's not like we were in a Ferrari.
Mission, Joe? Can you drive a stick shift?
My first car, yeah. My first car was a stick, so I'm never going to go back because your boy's just lazy. I never downshifted.
That's why I was asking is because nowadays, like my son who's 18 going on 19, I've never taught him the standard, so he can't drive a stick. And his younger brother who's coming up on 17 doesn't have his license yet. So as we get through the new generation, Lo, like our kids' age, and heck, Joe, your kids, they may not even ever learn to drive, let alone learn to drive a standard transmission.
That's crazy to think.
I know, the smart car. You're right. That's wow. We're laughing.
You know, with driverless
that.
Cars and all that, I mean, I'm looking at my almost 17-year-old now, and it's like, why even bother learning to drive? In 5 years, we may not be driving at all anymore.
I think parallel parking off the driving test now.
Exactly.
Parallel park. I seen someone just
parallel parking's not on the driving test.
Joe, they got these cars. You just look, and I'm seeing. I'm looking at that person is not even got their hands on the car.
Self-parking cars.
Yeah. Self-parking car. I'm like, are you just kidding me? People are. I mean, it's like this is too much. Too much. Too soon.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving
wow.
a stick, I never downshifted. I would be, you know, maybe 500 yards from the red light, and I'd just shift into neutral and coast in.
Yeah.
That's how
would
I drove
really?
A stick. Yeah. I'd start in first gear, obviously, and I'd work it up and up and up. But anytime I was coming down, I never downshifted. I would just shift into neutral and coast.
Okay,
and then if I needed to pick right back up, I'd shift into a gear and start back up again. Can't imagine it was good for the car. But that was, I was just always shifting into neutral.
Dibs, I'm a country boy, so I'm so good as I had a truck, a Dodge Ram 50, so it was a 5-speed. I was so good driving that truck, Dibs, that I didn't even use the clutch. Why are you shaking your head? Were you going down the clutch lane, going down the stick automatic? I didn't even have to use the clutch because I would listen to the engine, know when to fire it up, hit the engine, boom, throw it in neutral. Boom, and then boom, shift it into gear. So you can feel the car, and you don't even have to use the clutch when you're shifting without using, if you're that good of driving a stick. So I was just telling you.
It's not a question of being good or not. It's a question of having a very loose transmission that you don't
I wasn't grinding. You don't got it. No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.